In the coming weeks, many of us will spend time with friends and family who we don't see very often. And even in the ordinary course of these gatherings, we encounter circumstances where people say or do things which are difficult for us. Given the recent election results and sometimes very strong holding to opinions and positions that some people have and that we encounter in these family gatherings, this will be a wonderful opportunity for us to practice with the guideline of what is the healing response. In fact, this is always a wonderful practice guideline. If we need a reminder to ask ourselves, to take a moment and reflect, what is the healing response to what someone else says, does? In a way to short-circuit some reactions, some reactive habits which might reflect anger, judgment, righteousness, viciousness, hurt, and ask ourselves, what is the healing response? Healing for us, healing for them, healing for the whole universe together at this moment. We can even ask this question when we are caught up in our own mind chatter, judgment, so-called internally, or in other conditions of body, mind, which are difficult to embrace, to experience. Ask ourselves, what is the healing response? Of course, this is an always practice, not just at family gatherings or friend gatherings. The Bodhisattva vow, the Bodhisattva path, the Bodhisattva effort is the healing response, healing the universe, allowing it to be, allowing us to be as we truly are. Asking this requires us to be present, requires us, at least for a moment, to not hold so tightly to reactive habits, to assured judgments, to assured rightness and wrongness, to be present and see, be the healing universe of the moment. Then we can take care of what there is to take care of. I hope all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful practice life in Thanksgiving, in before Thanksgiving, in after Thanksgiving, in whatever other end of the year holidays. And please be supported by looking, being the healing response. Thank you.